We are in the book of Joshua, going verse by verse through it, and the children of Israel are almost going to, or they're about to, cross over the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And we've kind of been building up to that for the last two chapters, and they're still not quite there, but it's going to happen. I kind of gave it away, but I think you knew that it was going to happen. But we'll get into that specifically next week as we start chapter 3 of the book of Joshua. But I wanted to draw your attention to a verse in chapter 3. Because as the people are preparing, they know that God has told them, you need to go over. You're going to go over into the Promised Land and take the land that I've given to you. And they're preparing. And Joshua, in verse 5, it says, said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Let me read that again. And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. This is kind of a cool concept and a cool idea. And that is, they understand, and Joshua specifically understands, that God's about to do something amazing. He's about to fulfill the promise that he made hundreds of years before to the children of Israel, that they will have this land, that it will be theirs. And it's not just that God is going to do something amazing, which he is. There's going to be a series of miracles as the children of Israel take over this land, or at least part of the land that God gave to them. But it's actually that God is going to do a work in and through the people. It's not just God going and doing it and then saying, all right, here you go. Set up your tent or whatever. But he is actually going to use them to fulfill the promise that he made to them. And Joshua here says, prepare, get ready for it by sanctifying yourselves. Sanctify. What does that mean? Well, the literal word is consecrate, to set apart, holiness. All of these things are related. The idea is cleansing yourself from unrighteousness. Joshua was saying, if you have any sin in your life, if you have anything that's holding you down, that's burdening you right now, that's keeping you away from God, anything at all, deal with it. Consecrate yourself. Set yourself apart from it, because tomorrow we're going to do something awesome together. I'm going to do it through you. That's what the Lord would say. And this is a really cool concept, because I think that the Lord would say the same thing to us today. And again, we have to look at this spiritually, and Joshua being a picture of the Spirit-filled life, and the people of Israel about to cross over the Jordan and enter into that Spirit-filled life, the Promised Land. We can look at this and apply it to our lives. God is saying to you and to me, consecrate yourself, set yourself apart, cut those ties to the world, because I want to do something awesome through you. I want to do something amazing with you. But those things drag us down. They hold us back. And we know that, but I think a lot of times we forget, because we get so into our little Christian walk and our schedule as Christians, if you will. We go to Bible study on Sunday morning, and then we come here on Tuesday night, and then maybe we go on Wednesday night, and then we do the same thing the next week. And we get so used to that that we forget that the Lord actually wants to use us in our lives in between those times. And we can, depending on what we're doing with that time that we have away from here, away from the church, away from being among other believers, we can be holding the Lord back in a way. We've talked about how God told the people, wherever you set your foot, that land will be yours. But the kicker is, no pun intended, they have to actually step their foot out. They have to take their leg, lift their foot off the ground, and step it somewhere. And without that happening, the Lord's not going to give them that land. So there's this thing that needs to happen. And I believe it starts with consecrating ourselves, just saying, all right, I'm done. I'm done with this, whatever it is, whatever this sinful thing is that's been tying you down, that's been burdening you for a long time. Joshua would say, and the Lord would say to us tonight, consecrate yourself, set yourself apart, cleanse yourselves. I want to flip one place real quick. If you have a Bible, flip to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Paul, in his letter to his little buddy Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, Paul talks about this same thing. And he says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Paul says in verse 20, in every great house, in a mansion, you naturally have things that are made of silver and gold, things that are really valuable, and then you have things that are made of wood and clay, like an ashtray, for example. This is the idea. An ashtray is used to hold cigarette ashes. It's not that pretty, and you can usually throw them away and then buy a new one once it gets really old and dirty and yucky. A toilet. Toilets aren't generally made of gold or silver or anything because of their purpose. They're not used to hold anything of value at all. And so they tend to be ugly, important, sure, but ugly. And what Paul says here is, if we can separate ourselves from being the latter, if we can take the wood and the clay out of our lives, the things that are invaluable, the things that have no value here in our relationship with God, in his economy, the things that we waste our time with on earth, if we can separate ourselves from those sinful things and those things that just don't matter at all, then we can become vessels of honor that the Lord uses for something great. And God is going to use the children of Israel that are here in our story in the book of Joshua for something awesome, for something that's going to go down in all of history as one of the great miracles of God. And the children of Israel today in Jerusalem, in Israel, celebrate exactly what's going to happen, what we're going to read, what these guys did, because they were willing to sanctify themselves, I believe, first. And then they said, all right, Lord, we're into whatever you want us to do. You say that's ours, we're going to step our foot. We're going to cross the Jordan. We're going to take what you've given to us. So, you know, as I was reading that today, I was just thinking that this might apply to some of us here. You might feel burdened, and even as we've been studying the Spirit-filled life and the Holy Spirit, and not only being saved, which is being saved out of Egypt, out of the world, having salvation by Jesus Christ, but taking that further and saying, no, I want the Spirit-filled life. I want that abundant life that even Jesus talked of, that he wants us to have. Not just when we get to heaven, and we're going to have that, obviously. Heaven is going to be amazing, and our life is not going to be lacking once we're there. But we can make the mistake of just being idle while we're here on earth. And I pray and hope that we don't. I hope that we take this first step and say, Lord, I know that you want to do something with me and through me. And so I'm going to sanctify myself. I'm going to cleanse myself from that unrighteousness. This isn't an act that that is fully done by us at all. I think that the picture of stepping our foot out and God doing the rest very much applies to this too. If there's a sin that's been burdening you, something that you just can't get over, it's not something that you just try really hard and then you can overcome it. But rather, we can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I can't do this. I don't want to do this anymore. Help me. take that desire away. And that oftentimes is how God works in those things. Even if it's an addiction that you've had forever, as long as you can remember, God can take those things away like that. But it takes us saying, Lord, I know that only you can do it. I can't do it. And maybe you've tried to do it a bunch of times and just gave up because you keep failing. The Lord can cleanse us from those things. He can set us apart tonight. I'm not saying that we won't struggle, but the Lord can diminish those things in our minds and in our lives to the point that it doesn't stumble us anymore, to the point where it's not separating us from him. That's where we want to be, because that's the point where God says, okay, now I can use you. Now you're set apart from this world. So if that's you, if I'm talking to you, make sure you do that tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word and for all of the examples that we have in the Bible. Lord, we look at the children of Israel as a whole and we see how unfaithful they were so often. But Lord, you made a promise to them and you have never and will never break any of those promises. And we know that the promises that you made to us are the same. Lord, you will never leave us. You'll never forsake us. And tonight, Lord, wherever we are, you want to be with us. You want to meet with us. So we just pray that you'd be here by your Spirit. Lord, as my brothers and sisters here go to your table tonight, I pray that you'd do a work in their heart. Lord, that if they're carrying unnecessary burdens, that you'd lift those off. Lord, if they haven't been doing well in their relationship with you, just spending time with you on a regular basis, I pray that that would change tonight. Lord, help us to sanctify ourselves so that we can be used for the things of you and not just the things of this world that really don't matter when it all is said and done. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for being here. And we give you this time in Jesus' name. Amen.